Is there life after retiring from working for the city? Well, there are two men in front of me who say there is. With me are Nestor Valencia, who was the former El Paso city planner, and Alfonso Tellez, who was secretary to the city's Historic Landmark Commission, and both are here as artists. Welcome, gentlemen. It's so good to have you here.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you for having us.
It's such a pleasure. I'm so delighted, first, that you have both released your artistic selves. Now, Nestor, you do mostly portraiture. Is this correct?
That's correct. I have specialized in portrait painting as a matter of choice, because I have always liked to think about art and portrait painting as one of the interesting areas that you can get deeply into.
Well, your portraiture is exceptional, and in fact, I believe it was just April of this year when your painting that you donated of Staff Sergeant Ambrosio Guillen, who's the Medal of Honor recipient, went on permanent display at the El Paso International Airport.
And that was a high honor for me to do that.
We thank you for that. We appreciate it. And Alfonso, tell me about your work, your preferred subject matter.
I take my inspiration from the environment and the culture of the Southwest. El Paso, New Mexico, and Mexico. I love to paint the people of this environment. And I love the myths of this environment, especially those of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the Aztecs and the Mayas. And, of course, the great Mexican artists like Tamayo, Orozco, and Diego Rivera.
Yes.
They're all an inspiration to me.
Now, were you friends? Did you know each other during your service with the city? Or where did you first become friends?
We worked together in the city because the Landmark Commission and the Historic Preservation Division of the city is in the Department of Planning.
Yes.
And so Al and I go back since 1980.
Okay. All right.
You know, we worked together in city planning, and we worked together at the El Paso Community Foundation as well, and we worked on the Plaza Theater restoration jointly.
So you've both been immersed in really quality of life issues here in El Paso for a lifetime. It's been part of the theme of your lives, and now it's the theme of your art for both of you, it seems. And a neat idea has popped up here, very intriguing. Tell me what you are doing as far as your home, Nestor.
Elle and I and my wife, Xochitl, who is also an artist, and a good one too, I might add, came up with the idea that why can't we have an exhibit in a home setting, and display art of the region and open it up for the public and have some fun just, showing art. Just for the sake of showing art. If they want to buy, fine. You know, that's optional. But my wife and I are very fortunate to have a little farm in the Upper Valley in Anthony, pecans and alfalfa.
Oh, nice.
And it's a beautiful setting. And we have our studio there. Our home and our studio is in Anthony. So we decided to have Alfonso display have an exhibit of his art in our home. And little did we know that even just without advertising or doing anything else, we had 60 people on our opening.
Wow. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice.
It was very enjoyable because we had two things. We had people that came in, dropped in, but we also had family and friends, and it became a kind of a family social issue that we're going to repeat this about four times a year.
Oh, that's fantastic. I just think that's so exciting. Al, what was your thought when you were invited to exhibit in someone's private home? How did you feel as an artist who has had many exhibitions? You've exhibited at the, here in El Paso numerous times, in Juarez, in Las Vegas, New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Los Angeles, and then your dear buddy from all these years says, how about my house?
I was very honored that Nestor and his wife, Xochitl, offered their home because I knew that the setting would be very appealing and very relaxing.
Yes.
As it turned out, to be my most successful exhibit ever.
Wow.
It exceeded all of my most hopeful wishes.
I can't imagine the feeling of warmth, safety, acceptance, to where this isn't just a cold setting with the general public that you don't know anything about. It's so different to be among family and friends and in a warm environment. For starters, the Valencia Studio and mm-hmm. Gallery now mm-hmm. is at 2113 West O'Hara Road out in Anthony, New Mexico. And you said you're looking at doing this four times a year. Tell me about the work involved. Was there anything daunting about it?
Well, it's different because what Al, of course, was the main show.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought about 20, 25 pieces of
artwork. That's a good size exhibit.
Yeah. My wife has her studio inside in our home. I have my studio in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And then Al brought in his artwork. So when people came over and family and friends and just general public, they had three shows. One
well, yes.
was because they would amble around, mingle around, and talk about the different art styles. And so we were just happy to have so much art in our home at one time.
How were you able to use your wall space? Did you have to take down a lot of stuff and hang Alfonso's pieces? And,
you know, that's a good question because I think we have plenty of wall space, but we ran out of wall space and we brought in
yeah.
some easels
okay.
and complemented the show with easels.
Okay.
So that it would flow right through the house and on to from one studio to mm-hmm. the main home to the other studio. And I tell you what, we had a lot of fun and it was very, very enjoyable. People that we hadn't seen in 8, 10, 12 years dropped in and it was great.
Wonderful. So you've already solved some logistical issues as far as arranging the art. The artist has been happy. The crowd showed up and it was successful for you in every way. So this is just very exciting. And when we talked about this prior to the interview, I thought, wow, I want to plant this seed out there so that maybe other artists can do this for one another. If you have the wall space, why not? And borrow some easels. So I just want to congratulate you on your imagination, on maintaining your friendship and surviving all those years of service to the city of El Paso. We thank you for that. And on discovering yourselves as artists and making sure that that lives on beyond retirement. So thank you so much for this marvelous idea. My guests today are former El Paso City Planner Nestor Valencia and the former Secretary to the City's Historic Landmark Commission, Alfonso Tellez. Both renowned El Paso artists who have discovered a little something special regarding an in-home exhibition. You can visit Valencia Studio, 2113 West O'Hara Road in Anthony, New Mexico, to find out when the next exhibition is going to take place. Give them a call, 575-882-9377. And that's going to be worth waiting for. Thank you for coming in, gentlemen.
Thank you, Monica.
You.